Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Episode 49 of the TBC podcast. Michael Payne is not with us today, he will be returning. My name is Renee.
Why do you always make it sound like he's dead? You always make it sound like Michael's dead.
He's not with us today.
Unnatural, bro.
He's not with us today.
Like it's a drill, like episode 40 of the TBC
podcast.
Michael is not here today.
If you haven't noticed, that's the voice of Bernard.
Bernard. No names. Let's just keep it, you know.
What, just some next voice?
Yeah, just yeah. Like, I'm the voice that's always there, but...
I mean, all three of us just said your name, so I think
the... cool, calm down. Anyway, I'm Bernard.
My... No names!
My name's Trudy Barry.
I'm Rebecca Judd. Oi, oi!
You can't oi oi yourself.
Yeah. That's a bit of a side move, man, still.
What, oi oiing yourself? If you're not your own biggest fan, then who's going to love you?
Exactly, I agree with you, Rebecca. That's a... Point you made.
Thanks. I think that's the first time in the world that you've actually agreed with me.
Yeah, because...
So...
You're hard to agree with.
Really?
Yeah, because you're like the happiest person on earth.
Raw. Just like that, you know?
It's kind of hard to deal with that sometimes.
Keep going.
Because I'm a deep hater, so...
Finally!
He admits it.
Bro!
The city has come to a halt today. Because of some tragic events which has happened in West London. It's very sad. Where was you guys when you heard the news?
It was the first thing that I saw when I woke up. My phone had blown up.
Mm. I've got a family group chat, so my sister was just sending pictures and I'm like, what's going on here? It was actually mad, man.
All I'm just saying is that London, bro.
It's taking mad
hours. We're going through it at the moment.
Do you know
bro.
What's amazing though? Seeing everybody come together.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at some of like the... What do you call them?
What?
Community.
No.
The donation spots.
The help points. Yeah, the help points. Literally ram up.
Yeah.
And it's nice, like, seeing everyone, like, the differences, like, churches, mosques.
There's no religion. Libraries. There's no colour or creed. Everyone's just helping, isn't it? There's no agendas.
All communities have come together for this.
And, like, some places, people are, like, turning people away. Like, it just shows up.
Because there's that much stuff.
Did Bernie and Rennie, did you go donate today?
We planned to, but it was a bit packed, so we're gonna go.
I donated. I went today before my meeting. I went there. I went to the actual scene.
What was it like on scene?
Okay. So there's a lot of survivors there who are trying to go back into the building to protect to get their children.
What time did you go there, sorry?
It was around I think about 6 o'clock.
In the morning?
O'clock. No, this evening.
Oh.
So imagine all these parents that have made it out, trying to go back in, trying to find loved ones. So there's a lot of people who came out of the building, can't find loved ones. And police are trying to hold them back and not let them in. Like, it's the craziest thing. And you're seeing firefighters coming out of the building in tears. Not from the smoke, but just from
That's
what
so
they've seen.
It's so heartbreaking, man.
Like, there's... Bodies on the scene. Like, you can go there. Like, it's mad.
It's insane, isn't it? It's like something
so
out of a film.
It's mad. I'm not going to lie. It's a bit, like, emotional. I don't know how people who've been through it are going to make it through. Because
they've lost everything, innit?
Everything. Yeah. Everything.
When you actually deep it, it's like everything. Mm-hmm. Like your passport, your clothes,
yeah,
your pictures, your memories.
And obviously it's your home, isn't
little
it?
So mementos.
The people that you can't find are going to be your nearest and dearest because it's your home. It's your family that you're losing.
I think there's a lot of frustration and anger amongst a lot of people as well, because it really could have been prevented from what I've been seeing. There was a statement like in November where people were talking about like if there was a fire to happen, and when it does happen, that's when the landlords and the housing association will start to take things seriously. But I think the loss of life, it shouldn't have got to that at all. Like, it really shouldn't. And if something could be prevented, and then in hindsight, you're looking at it like you spent how much? 10 million on a building to improve it. And like, you have no sprinklers in there. There's one stairway.
Did you see that video of that guy on Sky News at like 10 a.m.? And he was speaking about that.
The thing about this, yeah, what's so crazy is like, it's not even the sprinklers that's the problem. Fam, there's no, like the fire started, yeah, but people on the top didn't know. Like there was a side of the building that wasn't even burning.
Yeah.
But they just didn't have one alarm going throughout the whole building. So no one could hear it. So the fire's going on, people on the top floor just sleeping, not knowing that there's
Their official fire warning sign says that if there is a fire that you should stay inside your house.
Yeah, but
that isn't true. I mean, I saw a woman being interviewed and she said that if she had followed those instructions and stayed inside her flat, she would be dead now.
Yeah.
Because her flat ended up getting burnt to a crisp.
I just think that, like, recently there's been a lot happening in London and I think it's a lot to take in. Because
definitely, man. It's overwhelming.
The terror attacks, there was loss of life there. I think the city's just getting back to normal, just finding itself. And then this fire happens, there's more loss of life. And it's sad. It's actually sad to see.
I think this is slightly deeper than the terror attacks, you know? Think about that, your home is the one place, yeah?
It should be safe.
It's not like you know, terror attacks, you're out and about, and you're just like, you're saying to yourself, I'm just going to be chilling at yard because...
Yeah,
I don't want madness to happen to me. This one, like, you're chilling that yard, but you just wake up and like, rah.
With terror attacks, it's one or two, or it's a small group of people who have chosen to do this. With this situation, it's the council refusing to do up this building so that it's not even like luxury or anything, just standard to live in. So it's the people that are going to be looking out for us.
I don't even think it's the council's fault.
I think it's the people that put the...
What I read earlier, like, it was the housing association.
Yeah.
They're quite difficult. I heard they're like cowboys and that. There've been like electrical surges with the buildings. And they've complained about that.
But I mean, at the end of the day, they were council flats, right?
Yeah, but if a housing association...
Regardless if it's council or private, a housing association is looking at it, that's a different thing. Safety is the number one matter in all things, regardless if it's, like I say, if you got private council, housing association, safety... should be the main priority, above everything. Because think about it, you're in a block of flats. If a fire is to hit, that's a serious thing. Even if the building is prepared for it, it's still a serious thing. Like, because you got to think, there's old people that can't walk. There's probably people that's disabled that in wheelchairs that have to use the lift and they can't use the lift. Like, it's just...
Do you know what the mad thing is, I just come from a meeting with one of my lawyer friends, and he deals with like these high profile cases, innit? And he reckons no one's going to go to prison for it.
Really?
They're going to pass the buck. That's what's
going to happen. No, that's what's going to happen. That's exactly what he says. There's going to be so many people who are going to get the blame for it that they're just going to pay it off, innit?
Yeah.
And just settle it with the families. He said he's seen it happen so many times. So there's so much loss of life and no one's going to go jail for it. No one's going to pay for it.
Someone should be held accountable.
Who'd you hold accountable?
I think whoever decided or made the decisions to put that cladding up and not listen to the residents of the home, because the statement's there, you could see it.
Let's say it's the council who
whoever was in that committee that made that decision, man.
That becomes a government thing then, doesn't it?
Pretty much, but then someone has to be held accountable.
So who goes to prison?
For the government, no one.
Exactly.
Them lot got special powers, like, man.
That's what I'm saying. They can make it go away really easily.
Yeah, but I guarantee if it was an arsonist now, or someone done it deliberately.
Bro, this is the story of life, isn't it? If you ain't got the money to fight the case, isn't it?
Mm.
You're going to jail. These people have the money to fight the case.
It's Kensington and Chelsea.
Look at the borough, exactly, bro. Come on. The richest borough in London.
and they couldn't even be bothered to sort out the housing properly. Like, it's just sad. I just think that children, it's the worst time to strike is in the night. Like, I was saying this earlier. I mean, if it was in the day,
1 a.m., right?
Like, most of the people wouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
And there would have been a few, but it wouldn't have been as, I don't think it would have been as traumatic. Like, I don't think the loss of life would have been that great. I think there wouldn't have been any loss of life because people be working, school, whatever. But just come when you, imagine you're going to sleep, you're in your bed and you hear there's a fire. Like, that's a madness.
Yeah.
Like, you wake up and you can't leave. Like, how do you prepare for that mentally? Like, there's nothing in this world that can prepare you for a fire coming, ripping up through your apartments and you can't leave.
And waking you up.
And waking you
when
up.
When you're at your most vulnerable.
Because apparently if you live past the 17th floor, yeah, it's long for you.
Really?
Like, if you live past the 17th floor, if you go and look at the building itself, yeah, it's burnt out.
It's crisp.
It's burnt out. It's still smoking now. Like, when I went there, it was still smoking. Imagine seeing a big grown fireman, you know, big grown fireman coming out crying, the eyes up.
You don't prepare for that. Even like, they're the real heroes as well. You got to shout out the London Fire Brigade.
Definitely, man.
Like, they're traumatized.
They're underfunded and they're overworked.
They've seen families burn up. They've seen babies burn up in that building. They've seen it 100%.
Left where they stand, exactly. Like, there's not even they tried. Some people didn't even get a chance to try and escape. They just had to sit there and I think as well that like it's hot. The weather is working in this weather with that equipment on and running in a building which is probably 10 times as hot. Mm. Like, you gotta be you have to have real grit and like something inside of you to do that job because. Like, you're going to melt. Do you know what I'm saying? As it is right now, people are in shorts and T-shirts sweating. Like, running into a building which is scorching with all of that and the smoke, which is not helping. It's mad, man. And
they thought it's going to collapse as well. So can you imagine, like, running in, not knowing if the building is going to collapse?
Yeah, every time you go into that building, you don't know if you're coming back out.
That's very true.
I was thinking, if I had a child or something and they were stuck in there, I'd probably run back in because I couldn't stand there knowing, like, I've left them. Regardless of what happens, like, I'd probably have to run back in. It sounds stupid, but you're hearing people crying, like, burning alive.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's what drives a lot of the people is that, like, this, people are inside there dying and they can be saved, but it's just, this element is stopping them. And trying to get through that element is more headache than it would have been if it wasn't that, if the fire weren't so big, because it just shot up. It just shot up.
It's the stories that everyone's hearing that's coming from this. Like, I've been privy to a few bits of information. One of my friends who's a police officer, like, he told me that he's seen countless dead bodies, innit? Through his job, innit? It's natural. It's cool. He said, after duty today, is the first time he went and saw the off-duty counsellor because he was so traumatized by it. He said it's hell what he saw today. It's hell. I respect everyone coming together and giving stuff.
Yeah,
but,
definitely. The love I've seen all day.
Don't think people quite grasp how horrific this whole thing has been. Like,
your family's dead.
Bro, it's your home. Like, your home and it's just burnt. Like, everything's gone. Your family members are gone. So there's people who've been through this crazy event. And now they don't even know where their sisters are, the mum is.
They got nowhere to sleep.
The nannies, like the kids are, the dad, the mum. Like, it's just it's mad. People like have no idea how fucked it is.
I just think that it's good that like everyone is coming together. I saw some bullshit about Britain's first trying to like bring down the people that was helping and that. It's just no time for negativity in this situation. Like, everybody is helping and no one should have an agenda. Like, everything you feel, everyone feels should just be dropped because at the end of the day, we're still breathing, we're still walking. Do you know what I'm saying? Certain people got like their little baby up in there, probably 5 years old. Do you know what I'm saying? Summer holidays are coming up. Do you know what I mean? And it's just mad sad, man. It's mad sad. But
like, I see that Angel obviously wanted to put together.
Yeah, because he lives right, that's his area, yeah.
Yeah, and he added AJ, Tracy, Shaka and Weston as well. So hopefully that goes together. That'll be obviously all funds going.
But no amount of money can comfort the loss of life. That's like, it's good people are coming together. But when you think about it, all they probably want to hold is their family member. Like, they would trade everything for that family member. Do you know what I'm saying? And then after that, they'd probably trade everything just to get their house back. But, like, I don't know, man. I just want to,
the resolution from this, I just want to see what the government will do about it, because they have to do something about this. If you can fight wars and all that, you better dig deep in your pockets to help the people, the survivors of this.
They got to find that magic money tree they've been hiding, man, because how much did they spend on Trident? Like 10 billion or some shit, innit?
I don't know how much they spent on it, but yeah. Like, they got the money, innit?
And then the election was last week. It's just too much happening, man. Everything's just boom, 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 boom.
I need a break, man.
It's been a crazy month for the whole country. Mm. Not even just London. I mean, look at the Manchester thing. Like that was about a month ago. No, it was less than a month ago, right?
3 weeks coming up.
It was about 3 weeks,
ago. Did you hear about Gecko?
Oh, don't.
Gecko as well, man.
The Gecko's news is kind of... It's sad. That is...
It just seems to be one thing after the other at the moment.
Yeah.
Like...
The curse of 2016 is followed into 17.
It's darker.
Fucking hell. It's like the end times now, isn't it?
It's fucking...
It's like, what's happening out here, man? Crazy, man. Yeah, but Gecko, man. That news about him...
Seriously, I wanted to cry, man, when I read that tweet.
Love to Gecko, man.
I was a bit... It was a bit hard to see, because it's like... Imagine you're being told you've got a year to live. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, hopefully he beats the odds and comes through it and whatnot. But imagine, like, you have pretty much everything you desire as an artist. Mm. You've got a fan base. Your music sells. You get good views. Your career is your craft. And to be told that it could just be cut down within a year.
Yeah.
Like...
He's building himself up at the moment and it's just come out of nowhere. I mean, I feel for his parents, man. He lost his brother to cancer a few years ago as well.
I mean...
Literally praying.
These situations, for me, I just think it's testing times for everyone. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully he will get through this. Hopefully, like, it won't reoccur, because cancer's a motherfucker. Do you know what I'm saying? And I just think he's so young as well. Like, how old is he?
19, 20.
Is he that young?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Mm.
And you got the world at your feet.
And if you've met him before, his energy is literally the best.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
The thing with the Gecko situation, like, if he does look after himself, if he does take care of himself, he'll definitely be it. Because I'm a bit, I'm privy to a few bits of information. So he just needs to look after himself and focus, and he should beat this.
He might make the best music of his career right now as well. No, I mean,
dropped a song last night.
What was it? The Ronaldo one?
The Ronaldo one.
I
dropped it like 5 hours after he made that announcement. He's still on it.
It might have given him a new drive.
Yeah. Studio with Tiny as well, he posted. Taking it back to the election, I went and voted at 9:45. Can you imagine? Me and my mum walking there.
At 9:45 in the morning?
In the night. We had 15 minutes.
Oh, no way.
Did you vote?
I'm not talking
about
this. You're not allowed to ask. Oh, Jeremy. It's not illegal, Ben.
It's not illegal to say who you voted
for. It's not illegal, but it's not polite to ask someone who they voted for.
I don't give a fuck.
I think it's pretty obvious.
I ask anyone, who'd you vote for? And if they don't want to tell me, that's your business, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you don't say what I think, if you don't tell me, then you obviously voted for the ops.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm
definitely.
Saying?
Definitely. As soon as somebody says, I don't really want to disclose that, then they definitely went conservative.
Yeah, if you voted conservative, then you should just be open with it, innit? Back your team, innit? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The stress was so real, though. Obviously, I got off the train, I'm looking at bus times, like, when's my bus coming? I'm going to have, like, 10 minutes to get there. Literally got home, bow, 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 me and my mum.
Was there, like, a queue or anything? Nah, did you panic?
I went in there. They probably looked so vexed, because obviously, they probably start... What time's it start? 7 a.m. So they've probably been there the whole day, and then in comes me and my mum at, like, 9:45.
I think it was a good result, though.
What did you do election night? Did you actually watch the whole thing, or did you?
No.
For me, it was like Christmas, I was like, I'm going to go to bed early so that I can wake up.
Like, the votes are going to come through like proper late in the morning, early in the morning.
I was like watching that shit. It was like football every time Labour got a constituent. It was like,
Election night.
Yeah. Shout out to, what's his name? Dimble, whatever his name is.
David Dimbleby.
Yeah. Big up him.
Man like him.
I think the election as well is a statement that people have had enough of this bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Like, I had enough of this whole Tory austerity, like strong and stable. No one gives a fuck about that shit. Do you know what I'm saying? Like for me, that's the first time I voted, and I'm not really into politics. I follow it, but I'm not into it in terms of people and like how their mannerisms. But Jeremy Corbyn, like, he just seemed human. Like, when they said, oh, what did he say? They've said horrible things about me and I forgive them all. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man. The paper's calling him Jihadi Jezza. Like,
mad.
Like,
they can never say nothing about him being like an IRA sympathizer again after Conservative matching with DUP.
I think the press got a fish in their face. I think Theresa May got a fish in her face.
Just shows you how dodgy this whole thing is, man. Yeah. They're all dodgy, man. The print media, dodgy. And it shows that they didn't even count. They didn't have no effect.
Social media is where it's at now.
I don't even say social media. I just think people disconnected with the right person, innit? Mm. I don't want to put it on social media and try like make some kind of like...
Well, I think it did have a big difference.
Yeah, it had an impact, but I wouldn't say that it swung the whole election.
No, of course not.
I think people saw through the bullshit.
It made a lot more younger people vote, though.
Yeah.
Seeing like the likes of like AJ Tracy, Big Zoo.
70% of...
I still think young people are idiots, to be fair, but I'm glad they vote for the right person.
But it's their country.
Yeah, it's their country. But you're still an idiot. You can't... like, kids are young, innit? You're not fully experienced to make these decisions anyway, so... But
I mean, if you look at, like, Brexit or something, yeah? And if they cut off the voting age at, like, 60, then we would still be in the EU. And the people that are under 60 are the people that are going to see the ramifications of...
Have you spoken to a 16-year-old about Brexit and...
They don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
Did you see that Vice video?
Oh, them kids are dickheads.
Fuck those kids, man.
Them kids are dickheads.
Fuck those kids.
What did they say?
Oh, bruv. You got to watch it.
She's like, I think there was like, who you voting for? Theresa May. One of them's like, nah, she's boss.
Yeah. Then the next one mistook Theresa May for Hillary. Like, is that the one who's done the emails? It's like, they're just so thick, bruv. Like,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Kids are stupid. Like, I've got youngers and little sisters and all these... No, bro.
Do you stick it on them? I can imagine
they're so dumb. No, but they are dumb. Like, they're proper dumb. Kids are dumber these days. I'm not going to lie.
They're
proper dumb.
I feel like there's a lot more stress.
What stress?
As a kid?
No, like growing up these days. You've tried Instagram.
No, what?
Trust me.
You see, the Instagram and Snapchat thing, yeah? That's your decision if you want to be...
Exactly.
No, it's not.
You have to be on Instagram.
When everyone... You're going to be ostracized. You're going to be like the weird kid if you don't have to be on Instagram, Judy.
You don't have to be on Instagram.
You don't have to be on Facebook. I know loads of people who are not on Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah, but how old are they?
Yeah, but you're not a teenager. Huh?
How old are they?
They're my age.
Exactly.
You're not a teenager.
But what I'm saying is...
That's a valid point, yeah. I'm not a teenager.
I hear what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying here as a
teenager. I know teenagers and young people in the early 20s who are not on Instagram and... All these stupid things. But you know those people who aren't on Instagram and doing and all this shit? They're out there getting stuff done. They're out there getting money.
Mm. Getting education.
Like, I'll show you all my youngers are out there getting money.
If I was to grow up like now, I would be like where it was with us with MSN. Well, for me anyway, I had MSN. I was on MSN every single night.
Yeah.
That's because all we had MSN, we had MySpace, and I was on both of them. But if I was growing up now, I'd be on Snapchat, Insta Story, Instagram,
Facebook.
But
that's your choice. But you got to think, yeah?
But that's the thing. Saying that MSN I grew up around MSN.
Everyone was on MSN.
I grew up on MSN, but I used to think that, bro, why am I out here just sitting on my big box computer
typing away.
MSN? Like, I used to think about...
You used to appear offline until the painting came on and then you went online.
Or no, I'd be online and then I'd be online until the hot guy came online and then I'd go offline and then go re-online.
It used to get to a point where I just stay offline.
I just used to appear offline until the person I wanted on because so I would come on after them. It's all about the techers. The techers. They used to be like, hey, WW2, what are you up to?
ASL.
No, MSN was the best. I used to do all-nighters and go to school. Remember, like, falling asleep in ICT.
I remember transferring on MSN was a mad thing. Like, man used to send each other sets and shit and just used to sit there and just watch it just like a 20-minute set. Used to take,
Take ages, innit?
Who remembers the nudges as well?
Yeah,
so nudges.
Turn that shit off.
Oh, making the whole thing shake.
Yeah, making the screen bigger and shit. Yeah. There's bare little things you could have done.
After, and there was that dark profile
picture.
Like,
there's like a whole portion of the audience who do not know what the fuck we're talking about.
What, MSN?
About. MSN. Yeah, not everyone grew up with MSN.
It's basically like what BBM was a few years ago, just older.
There's still some people. Do you reckon you're...
BBM.
Know what BBM is?
Yeah, I reckon they had BlackBerry.
BBM?
Yeah.
Really?
They had BlackBerry.
When was BBM at? Like, I can't even remember BBM.
BBM was the best, man.
2010, 2011, 2012. It was like 09, around them times there, it started blowing up and then it died as soon as that iPhone
BBM?
Dropped.
BBM was the best. You used to get categories. Paintings.
I used to hate the broadcast shit, man.
Oh, yeah.
I had like a BlackBerry, but I never really got into BBM. Right.
BBM was the best.
I just didn't get it.
You see, BlackBerry, yeah? I used to love their keypad. Like, typing on
real.
That
was the so best.
Like, did you not just feel like a bad man doing that?
Like, it was just, I used to actually prefer using a BlackBerry to type. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I used to actually prefer it. Do you know what I'm saying? It used to be...
Do you know what? On BB, though, I used to feel like I was writing emails. I used to feel proper prestige. Man. Because you had a lot of proper keypad.
BB, like BlackBerries were always good for when you were in class as well. Because remember they had that they flashed red when you had a message. So you didn't actually have to keep checking it and turning it on. Techers.
Bernie's gone.
Yeah, BBM had the best groups though. Like you see the group chat in BBM.
I really don't. I remember MSN so much more clearly than I remember BBM.
BBM had the best group chat. You could do if you post a photo, you could have like a little, you could comment on the photo. If that makes sense.
Yeah,
like you had a little
separate
section.
Like replying.
How was your group chats popping back in the day? I never used to
have a group. I've got a group, yeah.
I don't think I had my first group chat.
One of my groups is the longest
old.
Lasting group I've ever had, yeah. It's gone. We moved from BBM, the early days, and we're now on WhatsApp. It's like literally about 8 years old.
That's who's in it with you?
I can't say that.
We don't snitch on here, B.
I'm not asking for names. I'm saying, is it like school friends? Is it like family?
It's East London's finest.
Paintings only. Add me up. Or like my personal message on BBM as well. Like, oh my days, you know what's the list? When you used to, you could turn on what you're listening to.
Yes, yes. See, I pray. I always think about that.
On the DP, on the profile.
Yes. You could link it to your iTunes and you could have your song and I would always put on like the best music.
Yeah, you used to do that on MSN
always.
As well.
On BB.
No, BBM. On MSN.
They're on MSN and BBM.
You could do it on BBM.
Yeah.
Talk
about BBM. I used to play the wickedest tunes.
I'm talking about MSN, man.
Like, how you know about them tunes?
Yeah, they got on MSN.
Did you not have a BlackBerry?
I did. I used to use BBM, but not really that
to
much.
To be honest,
I never...
was BBM even popping in Cambridge?
Like,
not in Cambridge.
Theresa May, like...
Yeah, I was just running through fields.
Back in the day, it was a Nokia, boy. 3310, man, used to have to key in his own ringtone.
I remember doing that.
Yeah, 3310.
I'll take it back then.
Yeah, that's Nokia 3310 days.
That was before I even had my own phone. I was texting friends off my mum's phone.
Getting basher chips and that for 300 texts.
My first phone, was a Sagem, and it had one tune on it. It come with it already, and it was, can you feel it? So I used to cry in my house listening to the tune out loud. Just because it was the only tune. Imagine, I'm walking up the stairs, like, can you feel it?
Do you remember
that's
when
that
you...
phone was like £40. Like, it's the first entry-level phone.
Do you remember when you first got a phone that you could play music on?
I went barling back in the day.
My first phone.
Phone that you could play music on, and you could only ever put like four songs.
I think
on.
It was a 6310. It was a 6210. That's when they come with the photo, the camera at the back.
Yeah,
and you could put the big memory cards in it. There.
I remember removable memory cards.
Me and my friend used to transfer. He used to give me his garage tunes, and I used
you
to give
used to
him
send
mine.
Each other tracks on fucking Bluetooth. Remember that.
Fucking good outside.
Yeah, Bluetooth is the worst piece of technology
and it
ever.
And it took like 15 minutes to do like one song.
Yeah.
The whole lunch break. Yeah.
come on, code it together, close it together. those were the good old days.
The good old days. I want to ask you guys about the old lady Amber Rose.
Oi, free up.
I feel
man.
Like this is going to be a big conversation.
Free up.
Let her do her thing, man. Leave her alone.
You know it is.
Well, is that what you want to say?
I'll be honest, man.
Rene, say your bit.
I rate it and respect it, but at the same time, she got a child, and I just feel for the child, but she's a bad bitch, yo.
Are you saying you rate it and respect it?
Yeah, she doesn't give a rat's.
All right, Rebecca, what are you saying?
To me, I see the picture, I was like, all right, cool. To me, I don't really see a problem with it.
Do you know what? Trudy? I think, like, go for it. Do what, like, she can do what she wants to do. Do you know what? When I saw it...
I just want to have, like, a proper, like, honest conversation about
when
this.
When I saw it, I was scrolling through Instagram, I actually scrolled straight past it and just kept going. And then I was like 3 posts later, I was like, hang on, wait a sec. And I had to go back and I was like, oh, she's actually got her bush out. All right. I was more surprised about the fact that she actually had hair rather than the fact that she had it out.
What I think was a bit mad is like people blurring it out.
Putting emojis over mad? It.
Just the pubic hair.
Okay, so you...
Wait, not the whole thing.
Okay, all right, cool. The picture aside, do you agree with the message behind the picture? That's my question.
That she's owning her body.
She's promoting something.
Don't look at me like that, Bernie. What do you think the message
promoting?
Is?
She's promoting something.
She thinks she's fighting for feminism. It's a feminist statement by doing that.
I think the definition of feminism is getting blurred more and more by the day.
You're telling me, mate. Yeah, so what's your opinion? I rate it.
Like, let her do her thing.
The message.
I think it's just about her owning her body. And like...
No, that's not what she put underneath the post.
What's the caption? I didn't see her caption.
I didn't read it still.
Oh, so no one's even... Okay.
No,
so
I've just seen the picture.
This literally proves the point, yeah, that it's all bullshit, innit? And she's...
Rain it in, Bernie.
But did you like the picture though?
No.
Alright, cool.
I didn't double click.
I didn't do that double tap.
Yeah.
Well, it got deleted from my Instagram anyway, right?
Wiley posted it like twice, didn't he?
She put it on Twitter and it just went again.
Yeah.
And then Piers Morgan and then Katie Hopkins were onto her.
Everybody replies to Piers Morgan, innit?
He's a prick, to be honest.
He's like a Simon Cowell, like kind of like you love to hate him kind of figure, and he plays up to that.
I don't love to hate him. I just hate him. I just think his views on certain things. Like, I'll give him this. This is
my argument, guys. Isn't it? Like,
what's the caption?
People are trying to say that Piers Morgan's a prick, and Amber Rose is this queen of feminism, and she's fighting the right fight. But if you look at the arguments here. That picture clearly has nothing to do with feminism.
It's a big old bush.
It damages the whole feminist argument.
I think like, okay, so maybe Instagram is a slightly different platform than we're used to, but how many times, like, look at Pornhub and stuff, man. Like, there's men posting pictures of naked women all over the place. Look at the whole thing that happened with, like, naked pictures of celebrities
getting leaked, in the name of feminism.
Getting leaked online. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I think she's just going, all right, so men can just post naked pictures of us without our permission. Fuck it, I'm just going to get there first. I'm going to do it myself.
How does that make any sense?
How does it not make sense?
It's a flawed argument. It's a flawed argument.
I think she's in a position where she can do what the fuck she wants and people are going to pay attention, and that's what's happened.
Literally. Yeah, but to do it in the name of feminism.
Yeah, okay.
And in the middle of the fucking everyone... Cavs game as well. Cavs and Warriors.
Exactly.
Just to say that.
No.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Let's be real here. To subject yourself to fucking... to be looked at as a piece of meat and saying you're doing it in the name of feminism is nuts. as a woman, don't you think that's crazy?
No.
It's not.
No, because people are going to look at her as a piece of meat regardless whether she gives authority or not. So she's just owning it and she's going, do you know what? Rebecca, I would rather make money off this.
What's your really opinion on this? You don't know?
Nah. To be honest, I just see the picture. I was like, all right, cool. It's a naked picture. Keep it moving.
I mean, we're in that day and age.
Are you aware of her slut walk movement?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean... I'm kind of baffled. Like, I'm kind of baffled that people don't see the craziness.
Do you know the ideology behind the slut walk movement?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the issue? I think the picture plays into the slut walk thing entirely.
Okay, I'm talking about the original slut walk movement where the police told women on a campus not to dress like sluts so don't get raped, right?
No, I thought you were talking about Amber Rose's slut walk.
Okay, so Amber Rose has taken something that's really serious. She's taken rape and made it into an Amber Rose...
Okay.
Branded type event. And totally... You see, people...
Disregarded.
Like, women don't even know the real meaning behind the slut walk. It's crazy. I'm just going to leave it there because I can just see, like, no one really cares. Like...
Shout out to the photographer, though. Big him up, man.
Yeah, get your bushes
I
out,
was
ladies.
More surprised about the bush, I can't lie.
Nah, everyone loves a bit of bush. I like
Did
a bit
I?
Of bush.
Bit of bush on
bit of bush. Bit of bush.
A bit of bush is good, man.
I'm just thinking of one comedy scene and he's like, he's saying that the bush is good, yeah? Because you don't want to be feeling like he's feeling up a child's fanny, innit? Comedian said that.
TBC X-rated.
I don't, yeah. But yeah, big up the bush, man. Yeah. Big up the bush.
Moving on.
Dizzy Swiftly. Wiley.
Dizzy Wiley. No, before Dizzy Wiley.
No, I'm good.
Dizzy album?
Yeah, I'm curious what that's going to sound like. I'm intrigued.
Has anyone...
That would be an absolute madness.
A new Dizzy album.
They're saying that it's an all-grime album, right?
Yeah.
You seen the numbers?
Yeah. Do you know what the numbers mean?
You tell me this yesterday?
I haven't seen it. What are you talking about right now?
And you seen the numbers on the
Have you seen the posters?
Yeah, he's got like 3, 7.
So there's posters like all over East London at the moment that are just like.
And you seen them?
Of Dizzy Rascal as a kid.
Wait, I might have actually seen one on the way here. Is there one on the way here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have done.
Yeah. So it's Dizzy Rascal as a kid. So people are thinking that means he's got a new album coming out. Now, some of these posters have got like numbers across his eyes. And what I've heard is that on an old like predictive text phone, you type these numbers in.
Old school Nokia.
Old school Nokia phone. Jeez. If you type these numbers in, it starts with a hash and then it's like 7 something. It spells out Rascal.
Okay. he comes back. Check one. It's
Can
over.
You imagine?
It's over. But I'm just, yeah. I just think like him and Dizzy is not a good, war is good. I love lyrical war, innit? Like it's, I love it. Fucking love it. Kevin Keegan style, but like
Rennie loves it so much it goes northern.
Yeah. Shout out to all my football duns, you know what I'm talking about, innit? Yeah. Freaking
I got you, B.
Yeah.
Their tweets were a madness.
I just think that the going to war, them two is not it's not good, man. Like I prefer when they work together, when
your son, you're bleeding right now.
Yo. Yeah, that's minor.
Man down, man.
Nah, but I think if there'd be more of a force. If they got back together, because I think that's what everyone wants to see.
No one wants to see that shit.
No one
wants to see that shit. I'm telling you this right now, yeah.
As a Roadies fan, I want to see that.
No. Listen.
Originals.
Everybody wants to see Wiley and Dizzy clash. The only way this album's going to sell is if fucking Dizzy sends for Wiley. And that's the truth. Dizzy needs Wiley for this album to be a great album.
Who wins, though? Lord of the Mics. 3 rounds.
You know what? Wiley's always the underdog.
And he's a warmonger, you know.
That's the problem. Wiley's always the underdog, but Wiley, like, bruv.
He's a warmonger.
When I saw Wiley take on the movement, bruv, yeah. I've never ever underestimated him after that.
You can't. I mean, he's back in the day, he used to beef with everyone. Like,
you can't underestimate Wiley.
Who wins? Rounds wise, 2-1.
Wiley's the underdog, but I think Dizzy will take it because of his, just because that people will be like, yo.
Well, he's back again.
But yeah, do you reckon he's like, has he still got that to flow back into that grime essence of 140. Like, obviously, I see him on that Swain freestyle. It's cold, but you reckon you could stand back to back on a set, back to back, three rhythms. Three rhythms. Let's say fire hydrant, igloo, and ice rink. Three rhythms back to back.
Because you don't know what Dizzy's been doing all these years.
He could have been sharpening,
Them tools, yeah. Bro. Yeah. You never know. And he's still got it.
He has.
He still has.
That's why I'm interested to see this album, because, like,
and he's got a lot of, like, I don't know, there's like anger there, isn't it? Towards Wiley, like, so. Oh.
When do you reckon it will drop?
I don't know, man. I think it's pretty much soon if the campaign starts already.
It's started already. Must be within a month or something.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll be a surprise drop, or do you think it'll officially announce it?
Yeah, it's definitely a surprise drop.
Yeah. It'll be mad if he just comes out. How's he going to drop
it? I can't. It just feels so weird. Like, Dizzy is just so much in the old school for me that
when he
picturing him dropping an album on fucking Apple Music just seems wrong.
It's going to be a madness.
I reckon that Red Bull show is what probably made him think that. Oh, man can sell out a whole thing just doing the old, you know. I think that probably like gave him a bit of
insight.
Yeah.
That ignited the
flame inside him.
You could have been working on this, just this album.
Nah, because he wasn't on Grime Minute. He was like the boy in the corner.
So he was anti-Grime.
Yeah, he was like the boy in the corner thing's one off.
Yeah.
Like this one show. That's it. Like, if you was to be in love with Grime, you would have obviously maybe had two or three.
Yeah.
To keep, but it was one. So for me, I think if he does, he's a stubborn guy, isn't it? Like, everyone knows he's very stubborn in how he moves.
I don't think he's stubborn. Why would you say he's stubborn?
Just like, he doesn't move on his stances. Like, there's no negotiating. Like, even when an interview I was watching a few years ago with, like, who was it? I think it was it Mr. Jam and Dizzy, where he was talking about the Wiley situation?
Like,
he just seemed like, you know how Wiley would always give the olive branch? Like, I've tried to reach out to him. Like, Dizzy's just disinterested, isn't it? Like, that whatever happened on that island or whatever his issue is, he's not let it go. Whereas, like, Wiley's like, bro, I've reached out to you. Like, he's stubborn in that sense of, like, he doesn't forget.
Yeah, but you know, like, remember when we had Target here and he talked about that whole Wiley and Dizzy situation?
And it's true.
And I agree with Dizzy in that situation. Like, you can be chilling one day and you see Wiley and you be like, yo, Wiley, what's good? You can drink a whole bottle of Ray and Nephew with Wiley and have the best day of your life.
And the next day.
And then tomorrow you can just go on Twitter and say, yo, Bernie, suck your mum, innit? You know what I mean? Yeah. You do that.
Now, and
it'll be calm. So he knows the personality.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why he's being stubborn.
He knows the personality he's dealing with. So he's not being stubborn.
Smart. What would you say?
He's wary of him.
He's wary.
Maybe he wants to make up, but if Wiley's a volatile person.
I mean, even he's been going on.
Wiley's more volatile than Dizzy.
100%. Like, his tweets, man was telling
he's
about
more going, out there. He's more like,
I'm going.
Yeah, Wiley was going in.
Yeah, I'm going to Island Records. Tell Darkus come meet, like, meet me and Bo. Play me this. Like, you don't want war with me, Dizzy. Like, I think Wiley deals with emotions. He plays on emotions.
He's an immediate person, isn't he?
He deals with his emotions then and there. He doesn't give a fuck. Whereas Dizzy, he's enclosed. You don't know.
He's a boy in the corner. He's a boy in the corner. Totally says what he is, isn't it? Yeah. It's like he takes things in and his thoughts are
with him
inside. Like,
do you
think
there'll be collaborations on there?
I don't think so.
Do you reckon Wiley's heard anything from the album?
No.
Or have heard like rumors of what's on the album.
Because that's what he tweeted.
That's why it's going
wild.
That's
what he said.
Yeah, he said.
No, but do you think he actually heard a rumor?
Yeah.
Or do you think
he's just assuming that there's a diss track.
No, he said, I've heard that there's a diss.
There was an Island Record party and everyone was talking about it apparently, and that's where he's got it.
What was at the Island Record party?
I don't think it was this one. It was the next one, I think. It was our next one. And he's saying everyone was talking about it.
Shout out to Island Records, by the way.
Love.
We love you.
I love you.
Love you.
We didn't get the bring-ins though, innit?
Anyway, enough of all that.
See them in the pool.
What pool, man? I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah,
back to the
Wiley thing. I think he will thrive on this war. I think they'll, if they do go at it, they might rekindle after.
Nah, Dizzy's the only person who gains from this. It's not going to do anything
for
Wiley.
It's all publicity, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all publicity. And I mean, like,
Dizzy's the only
person. The quieter person in a beef always comes out looking better.
Yeah.
The one that chats less.
Wiley shouldn't have reacted. If you knew
though,
that.
Wiley's last album was very cold.
Yeah, it was. It was very cold. Very sick.
Underrated. But like,
do you think it will actually be his last?
Nah. He's retired many. I remember he retired like 2004. I'm fed up.
I think he's definitely done, man.
Nah, I reckon he's got another one.
I don't think he's done as an artist, but he's done with grime. Like, I think he's done.
He's getting America.
He's well old, man. Yeah. Come on. He's an old geezer.
He's getting America. I think he might jump on them Young Money beats and try to do his rap thing.
I think music is done. Like, Wiley music is done.
He said Godfather 2 is coming out. He tweeted it.
Really?
Yeah. He said it's coming out.
Did he really?
I think he's still got a lot. He's definitely sitting on a lot of music, I reckon.
He made such a big thing about Godfather being the last ever.
Nah, he tweeted something about it. Done so well. I'm sure I saw a tweet and he said, yeah, it's going to do another one.
Nah, I ain't seen that, but I'd be surprised if he does. I think, like, sometimes in the game, yeah, you just have to...
know when to just say, call it quits.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Find a new venture.
Mm.
There's only so many times that you can say something's going to be your last before people start saying good.
But then that's like Jay-Z, man. Like, 10 years ago, his last album was meant to be what? Kingdom Come? Do you know what I mean? Then he came out.
Yeah, but that's Jay-Z releases music at the right time, though.
Yeah, strategically.
And he makes you miss him.
Taking it off topic here, have you seen the Forbes Rich List?
Nope.
Yeah, who do you think's number one? I've seen the rap one. I haven't seen
who's
the
number one.
Who do you think's number one?
Drake.
Who do you think's number two?
Diddy.
Birdman.
Oh, yeah. Right, cool. Let me draw for the list.
I don't want to talk about
the list. I think I know it.
The first is Diddy.
It's Diddy, then Jay, then Birdman. It's Diddy, then Jay, isn't it?
No, wait, there's no way none of them,
Drake's not in the top three.
Drake's in the top five.
He's not in the top three?
Nah.
Wait, one sec.
Dr. Dre.
It's Diddy, then Jay.
But Drake,
then I swear it's Birdman is number three.
Yeah, but Drake, number three Drake, that's not music money.
Did you see Ross's video, for Stunner, that Idols Become Rivals?
That's just dropped, right?
That just dropped. I haven't seen it.
Literally, yeah.
Boy, there's a war.
Rick Ross's video.
Yeah.
Right, so Forbes highest paid celebrity list from the past 12 months, yeah?
Oh, this is celebrities?
Yeah, number one, Diddy. Number two, Beyonce. Number three, J.K. Rowling.
Okay.
But you sold us a dream with the list.
I gave you the wrong title.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do me a favor.
Yeah, but J.K.
Please.
Rowling, that's
the
not
the rap true. List is different, though, yeah. Still.
Put some respect on J.K. Rowling's name,
I just don't care, B.
I don't really care either.
I'm sorry.
J.K. Rowling,
I can't even pretend,
I'm repping her name and I've not watched one Harry Potter or read a book, so...
Anywho.
Anyway.
fake fan.
Thanks for that, Rebecca, with your random facts.
I ripped for her.
Hey, wait. No one's talked about the thingy. The P-Money.Rotten thing.
Ooh, I see Rotten. He's fucking...
Wow. Have you seen the B Money Dot Rotten thing?
Yeah, on Sparrows.
Rotten.
Grand Show.
Yeah, Dot Rotten.
No.
Yeah.
What's the beef?
Tests.
No, I've definitely seen it. Dot Rotten was tweeting P Money.
Yeah.
Saying he wants to clash.
Yeah.
My mum wants me to say every single tweet word for word.
No, I want you to give me the background on the beef.
It's pretty simple, isn't it?
Go on.
I'm asking, do you know what it is?
What, Back in the Day beef?
No, the new one that's just come out.
No, tell me.
I
thought you were talking about this fresh beef. I've seen the tweets.
All right, cool. Do you know what it is?
I'm not going to front like I do. I just heard it's something to do with it. OGs and Dot Rotten and...
Okay, so the word on the street, yeah, is apparently...
They rushed him.
Dot Rotten, I don't want to call him Zeph Ellis, a.k.a. Dot Rotten. I went and done a freestyle for Mixed, another
publication,
another online media platform, and that freestyle got sent to P Money, and P Money found out that he was getting dissed on it, and went to Dot Rotten
and whacked him up.
An altercation occurred, and then now P Money's
P Money's like that from young. He's on like.
Yeah, this is bad, man. I just think people should not be like attacking other artists in that.
Yeah, I mean, crazy. Just keep it in the music, man.
Yeah, man. Keep it on wax.
Keep it in the music.
But I think, but P Money's a hothead anyway, though. Like, it's just, it was bound to happen. Like for me, I think there's a lot of history there and a lot of dirt's going to be uncovered when it does kick off. And if P Money does respond to him lyrically.
But I would love to see like a clash between, because me, yeah. My top five, Dot Rotten's in it.
Spitting wise.
Yeah. And UK.
He's a cold spitter.
He's like so underrated.
He's a very cold spitter. Even on the Spyro
thing. I rate higher than P Money.
Even on the Spyro thing. Boy, as you say top five, yeah? Like, I can't even...
Because do you remember that one he done for, I think it was JDZ Media? Like,
yeah, and he just spazzes out.
Bro, he's like literally spitting.
his mouth foaming and like...
There's bare phlegm on his face, bro. The guy's going in, bro.
He's got like, passion for grime. I'll give him that. Like, even on so the Spyro thing.
He's a producer as well.
Yeah, but the Spyro thing, it's like he never left. He's still on point. You know, certain people come back, go from grime. Mm. It's like old Dot Rotten, but... improved, didn't it? Like what they say, that 2.0 bollocks. Like,
yeah.
Like,
I'll rather see the P Money, Zeph Ellis clash than the Wiley and Dizzy.
Well, someone tweeted, yeah, the dream Lord of the Mics would be
Wiley and Dizzy, Zeph P Money and Zeph Ellis,
and Bugsy and Stormzy.
Oh,
Stormzy would never do Clash of the Mics.
Nah, I don't think he would do Lord of the Mics, but
Lord of the Mics.
I think someone needs to give. Like,
hey, you know what? If you gave him, like, if he's told them, like, listen, $500,000 each. Actually, think one day for $500,000. All right, so you give Dizzy £1 million, you give Wiley £1 million, and the rest $500,000 each. I think they'll do it.
I don't think Stormzy would do it
for $500,000.
I don't think it's about money.
For the love of the,
I think it's about image.
For the love of the game.
I don't think he's about.
No, I'm just like bar for bar. But yeah. You need to remember that Lord of the Mics. Yeah,
is, I know it's an iconic thing.
If the offer was put and Stormzy was the decline, I reckon Chip would straight be in there.
Yeah,
without a shadow of a doubt, he'd go in there.
His new album.
He's got enemies in it.
Yeah, like I reckon. Like I'd like to see Stormzy and Bugsy, but I think. Remove Stormzy from it because he's on an upper echelon now and like that's...
Do you reckon you can tell out the O2 with this event?
Oh yeah. Come on man. You mean to tell me Bugsy Malone and Chip or Bugsy Malone and Stormzy and then you got Zeph Ellis P Money and then you got Wiley Dizzy.
Stormzy would sell out the O2 on his own.
Free beats. Yeah. Back to back. Yeah, bruv. I reckon. But then it could be a 2-on-2, man. You think like, because P Money and Lil D and then Zeph Ellison might just bring someone with him. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't think Lil D's on that. Lil Zane on Clash like that anyway. He's like one of the nicest people.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Like, he's one of the cleanest hearted people in the game. Like,
but just like, imagine a 2-on-2, innit?
Yeah, I don't think he'll be involved in that. Mm. He's cool, man.
But yeah, now that'd be the dream lineup still. Like, but I think Bugsy's back at it again with the indirects on his new one. Like,
What's he said most recently?
His new one, he's like, no, I don't want to offend the veterans or something like that. Like, and he's just talking just normal things, like wireless storytelling about how he got into some beef and like talks about the Manchester thing. Like,
is this the freestyle that just dropped just now?
Yeah, No Big Deal, I think it's called. Yeah, like Bugsy's a sick spitter. He's a sick spitter. I just think he needs to just focus on not trying to call out or be indirect. Like you got your fan base, you got what you need, innit?
It's come to the point, where I think Bugsy's career. Like I'm a big fan of Bugsy Malone, and I think he's a cool brother. Like deep down, he's a cool brother, but it's looking like for his career to keep going, he
was on conflict,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Just saying.
I know, I agree. Rebecca, I can't remember the last time I heard a song where he didn't try and send for
something. Rebecca, you have no opinion on this? No? No.
No?
No.
She's not making any enemies. She wants people on her show, B.
I'm just saying it looks like that, that's all.
Yeah, it
so,
does.
Who's been watching Love Island? Anyone?
Hey, listen, I ain't got into this, I'll be real with you, I was not on it, My man showed me. He's like, come watch Love Island,
Do you know what? I ain't even watched one yet,
I've never seen a show.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't even watch reality TV, but it's fucking hilarious.
I feel like it's definitely overpowered Big Brother. Yeah. I never thought would happen.
Yeah, I feel like I need to watch it. Listen, so what is the aim of the game? Because I'm a little bit confused.
But I'm getting it as I go along,
So, is it just the person that beats the most?
You're going in on Love Island,
It's Love Island cards.
Danny, do you watch it? Do you watch it?
I'll put him on, man.
My man put me on. I was like, bro, I'm not watching this bullshit. Like, cuz, please, just watch it. So then I watched last week's one.
It's on every night now.
Yeah. And then I watched all of them and I was like, oh, shit. Basically,
that one from Mason Squad.
Yeah, he's in there, Marcel. But then you get to the island, there's like six or seven girls, The boys come out, the girls step forward if they fancy you. Marcel got parred, yeah. So then basically...
What, no one stepped forward?
Nah, no one stepped forward.
He's quite fit though.
I don't know about all them thing there, yeah. But all I'm saying is, yeah, that basically people couple up with each other. They get coupled up. They all sleep in the same bed. Bear in mind, you just met this person. And the idea of the game, I think, is to be the last couple left. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And people
so
be changing.
So they sleep in the same bed, then what? They go back to the drawing board again?
Nah, basically, you can chop and change. So, like, man are losing their girl. Like, this brother got, I think his name was Sam, got with one chick called Liv. Them not one, like, they send you a little way on little dates and shit, yeah? Then
don't give away my. I haven't watched the whole thing. Right. I've only watched.
It's funny, innit? It's too funny. It's hilarious. It's trashy TV.
Would it still be good? Basically, and people get sent home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
they're
do you
all
get
beaten
sent home?
In the same
You're
yard
lying.
As well. Yeah, it's all sick.
How do people get sent home?
You have to if you don't
criteria?
Get coupled. Yeah, if you're not in a couple. So basically, yeah, they'll bring in two new girls. So last week, yeah, everyone was coupled
they keep
up.
Adding people.
Yeah, so they brought in two new girls.
Why am I not watching this?
No, they brought
this?
In two new boys last week and two new girls, but they brought two boys. So obviously, there's an odd number. So then, if a girl likes you, she'll couple up with you, innit? So the girls get to pick who they're coupling up with.
So the girls
with.
Get to choose.
But it's a weekly thing, so now the boys will get to choose.
Should
next
you watch
week. Now, I think this week, the boys get to choose who they're coupling up with because they're putting two new girls in. So each week, someone gets sent home who doesn't.
Right.
You ain't really been on job, you know what I'm saying? But it's bare arguments.
Been putting in them hours.
Is this the first? Yeah. Is this ain't the first series?
No, it's been going on for
years.
Going
for like
it's getting
years.
Bigger. It's getting bigger.
Why? It never used to be on this
why
channel.
Why
no?
Is this series?
Like, it used to be on ITV too.
That's
why.
Why
is this series taking the country by storm?
It's on ITV, right?
It's like I always thought it was just because there was the Blazing Squad guy in
no,
it. But...
No. It's
nah,
actual
the show
madness.
Is sick because you have to think about the dynamics here. You got girls here trying to mark their territory. So like you could go there and be in a couple, like let's say Trudy and Renee are a couple, yeah. They're a couple, then you walk in and you like Renee. You can actually steal Renee from Trudy.
Yeah.
I mean, steal Renee from Rebecca and then
she has to find,
she
someone,
has to
to
find
couple
someone else or try
oh
to steal
my,
Renee
like
back.
Everyone has to be hungry basically, otherwise they
you gotta be more moving to take.
You gotta have. Be
you gotta have. And then like Renee could be like with you, yeah.
And then I see a next.
And then
thing
another
coming.
Team comes in and be like, oh, you know, I like her, you know.
What? So you'll go with a dead drink thing just so you don't get sent home.
Yeah. So
basically, like, you have to couple up.
Everyone's getting hard. Like everyone's getting hard. Boys, girls, everything.
You have to couple up. If you don't couple
like,
up,
I mean, me and Renee could be boys, yeah. And like Renee's with you, and I'll be like. Kind of like Trudy
yeah.
Renee, yeah.
And if you say yeah, I'm fucked. I've got to find someone else on the island to move to. Otherwise, I'm getting sent home. And that 50 grand ain't coming in my pocket. Like,
God damn.
50 grand. What, the couple win 50 grand?
Yeah.
Basically, the couple, the best couple.
Who in love?
Is it all celebrities?
No. There's one guy in there called Kem. He's hilarious,
it's
yeah.
All these are beefer types. You know?
Yeah. It's all these spray tan dogs.
Spitting bars. Which one was spitting bars?
Kem and Blazing. Kem. It's Love Island cards.
So, yeah.
Oh my god, I don't know if I want to or if I really don't
nah, listen,
want to watch this.
You will love it. I know you love
Judy,
it.
Yeah, you know me. You yeah.
Like, if you think you this is real life it. EastEnders, like I'm telling you, is the drama's
oh,
real.
Oh shit, okay, well I'm
and
sold.
Then, and
I'm sold.
Bear in mind, yeah. Bear in mind there's alcohol as well, yeah. And then certain
because in Big Brother they never give them alcohol.
There's alcohol.
They do, no, they do, but it's monitored.
Oh, I haven't
Look,
watched
it. Think about it, this is all takes on a fucking villa, like a big fuck off villa, yeah.
This sounds lit.
So it's kind of like Geordie Shore, but not like Geordie Shore. But like
foreign Geordie Shore.
The only time you go out is for like dates.
No, this is actually lit. How long has it been going on for? It's too late
years.
To catch up
this
now.
This is like
no,
10
years.
Like,
this season is
yeah,
different.
2 weeks. It's 2 weeks.
Season is different.
Yeah,
you can
this
catch
is
up on
week,
this
yeah.
season. Like,
yeah,
we just started
season.
Watching it the other day.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do that
it's
now.
It's Love Island.
I'm not joking. You have to watch Love Island.
How long's the episode? Don't say hour.
48 minutes if you watch it on demand. If you watch it live on TV,
skip them ads, baby.
Yeah.
We got jobs, B.
No, I'm telling you, just binge watch it, innit? Just binge watch it.
Yes.
And you can actually binge watch it.
All right.
Because when you watch
I'm
it,
really
like,
good at binge
next week,
it.
You just want to, like, when they show
yeah,
you what's going to
yeah,
happen
it
next.
It always ends on, like,
yeah,
a cliffhanger and that.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sold.
Love Island
I'll report
sick.
Back.
Yeah. Next week. So, Judy.
Trudy, what did you think?
It's Love
Maybe
Island
Maybe I want to be on it. Oh, my God. Imagine if I went on it.
Listen, all I'm saying to you is you got to be on point. Like,
What are you trying to say, Renee?
No, I'm just not. No, I'm just saying that like, certain girls dead moving to man, and the man them are just
sorry,
like.
Sorry, Renee's just excited because he's a newbie to this.
Yeah.
How long have you been watching it?
It's the first time. I don't watch reality TV. I don't watch reality TV. I'm the worst man to watch TV.
Imagine
I turn this shit off. Reality TV, I don't give a fuck about. But this thing here.
Do you watch Everyday Struggle?
Nah, with Academics and Budden.
It's too long, I think.
Yeah, it's
it drops every day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's too long.
I watch Budden's responses. He's a funny guy still. But yeah, Love Island. I could see.
Let's move on to what is it? Wireless. We're doing wireless.
Wireless.
Take care of the business.
Wireless. Pick up the phone, baby.
So break it down, man. That's mad.
Oh, I should.
GRM Daily Takeover, B.
Yeah, truly God.
Oh, me?
Yeah. You actually have a good, like, announcing voice.
Do I?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Bernard.
Cheeky booker.
That's what Love Island is exactly. That's exactly what it is, bruv. I swear to you. That's how the guy sounds.
So all this time, I really couldn't get the voice. So, what's his name? Martel?
Martel. Oh, basically, he'd be like, Marcel's trying to get on
Marcel's
by the pool.
Marcel's gone on a date. I want it next season, imagine. Mad game.
All right, well, Grime Daily are taking, or GRM Daily, I beg your pardon, are taking over the VIP area at Wireless this year.
Come on.
Cheese, and part of that, we're doing a few warm-up shows with none other than Mr. Travis Scott.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Pick up the phone, baby.
It's lit.
That's a Young Thug song, but...
Featuring Travis Scott.
Yeah, you could have done Antidote, but...
Can we just say what Bernie said earlier?
I'll be honest, that's the only two tunes I know of him.
That's the what did you say? That's the best tune that Champagne should be brought out to. Can you imagine?
Yeah,
sparklers.
Don't you open up that window? So the first two shows, July 4th and July 3rd, have already sold out. But we've just announced another show, July 2nd, O2 Academy, Brixton. Come on,
that's July is popping off.
You want to go see Travis Scott do his thing for GRM? Then make sure you pick up them tickets.
Pick up the tickets, baby.
I know you got money, boy.
I think we should go for a little break because I don't know the rest of the song. Back on the flip side.
If you have any suggestions on guests that you would like to hear on here, then just drop us an email at tbcpodcast@grimedaily.com.
We're back.
Welcome back.
I think this is the perfect time for Track of the Week.
All right, Renee needs to make a jingle, doesn't he, for Track of the Week?
Oh, I can just do that every week.
Track of the Week.
Well, I know you had dimples.
Come on,
hey, Dimple Gang, baby. Cheers.
Done, though.
What's blushing? Oy.
That's not a blush. That's my dimple smile.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Fuck off.
Right, he's getting all shy.
Hey, track of the week.
Oh my God, come on. Who's going first? Rebecca, I think you should.
Yeah.
Track of the week is going to be Hardy Caprio and One Ason, Unsigned.
Video's out now on GRM Daily, by the way.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Come on. Rep for the brand, yo.
Moving swiftly on to Renee in your nice garments today. You look so summery.
My tune is by an old school artist called G-Dep, and it's called Head Over Wheels.
You're always so fucking... You are such a music snob, Brendan.
He's actually schooling us.
Actually, he's trying to bring the 90s back.
It's the white label demo that's been unrolling.
I'll be honest with you, yeah. He was a part of Bad Boy. He was one of the best rappers on Bad Boy.
Yeah, we know who G-Dep is.
No,
right?
They don't. I'm just telling them. Long story short.
Long case.
Fuck you. Head over wheels. That's how you feel, huh? So what's the deal, huh?
All right, Julie. Track
Mine,
of the week.
Like these wheels,
it's got to
huh?
be, because I saw him on Sunday and it was wonderful. Frank Ocean, Futura Free.
Sorry, which one?
Futura Free. It's an album track. You might not have heard it.
Yeah, I don't really mess with Frank.
A tornado flew around my room before you came.
Go on, Bernie.
My mate Notes was in here earlier. Sorry, I'm crying and stuff.
It's an emotional man.
It was an emotional meeting. Aladdin is killing the game right now.
Out now on GRM Daily.
Come on.
GRM Daily. Hey guys, don't you think GRM Daily are killing it right now on YouTube?
Oh my God.
Are we not the best online media platform in the UK?
Crazy.
I think we are.
And on that note.
Anyway, do you guys want to talk about your exciting new adventure next month?
Yeah.
What's that? I don't know.
You're doing a live show, you like. You grunt.
Usha.
You grunts.
Usha.
You grunts.
Usha.
You grunts.
I love the fact that nobody could see this, but Trudy went, the live show. The live show.
Renee and Rebecca, I wish we were like, honest, I wish we had a webcam in here right now.
I just, Renee really and Rebecca just gave me the most confused look. I was saying, Bernie, when's the date? But then everything just went silent. It just acted like we didn't know what was going on. But so excited, man. Live show.
Let's say coming soon.
Coming soon.
Keep your ears peeled.
Audience, coming soon. Sorry for swearing, audience.
Shut the fuck up.
Guys, please, can we just get along?
God, it's a family show, guys.
But I feel sick anyway because I've ate too many sweets, so...
I say thank you to the listeners that's been listening. Loyal listeners.
Yeah, this is the first and the last time I'm going to be on the podcast.
I liked it.
Yeah, same.
I reckon we replace Michael Payne with Bernie and Trudy. What do you say?
Wow.
That was a joke. Don't ever
this is a democracy.
No, I'm going to tell him to fast forward to an hour and 4 minutes.
Silence.
Is it actually an hour and 4 minutes?
Why are you hyping for?
Call your cousin.
Are you going to call your cousin though? Why are you hyping for?
Oh my
though?
God, you're definitely that girl, isn't she?
She is.
Are you going to get your cousin though?
You're going to call your cousin.
You're going to get your cousin. Blood, I don't care. You're going to get your cousin.
I'm calling up my local cab. On that note, we're out, man.
Bye.
Cool. Bye, guys.
Yo, this is Rebecca Jard and you're listening to the TBC podcast. Yeah, baby. Scoot, scoot. Make sure you follow us, subscribe and like us on iTunes and SoundCloud if you want. Scoot, scoot.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.